God's word comes to us today.
Mau ambuye agudza lero.
From Matthew 13.
Kuchokera buku la Mateyu chapter 13 tawerenga jija.
Verse 5 and 6.
Makamaka tikalingalira verse ya 5 and 6.
Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth.
Koma zinagwa pamiyala pamene panalibe dothi lambiri.
And forthwith they sprang up because they had no depthness of earth.
Ndipo pomwepo zinamera pakuti sizinakhala ndi dothi lakuya.
And when the sun was up, they were scorched.
Ndipo mene dzuwa linakwera zinapyerera.
And because they had no root, they withered away.
Ndipo popeza zinalibe mizu zinafota.
Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. That's how Jesus ended the parable.
Yesu Kristu akumaliza fanizo ili ndi mawu amenewa.
When he says, those who have ears to hear, let them hear.
Pamene Yesu akumaliza ndi mawu oti amene ali ndi makutu amve.
Of course, we understand that he does not mean literal ears.
Tikudziwa kuti nakuti sakuta nthauza kumva amene timamvera nthawi zonse inu ndi ine ayi.
For all man is created with ears.
Chifukwa anthu onse ali ndi makutu ndipo amamva.
See, so he's saying,
pano mukumva kunena kuti,
those who have spiritual ears,
amene ali ndi makutu a uzimu,
let them hear.
Amve.
Those who can interpret,
amene angathe kufotokozera nkhani,
the message,
amene angathe kufotokozera uthengawo,
in the parable.
Umene uli mafanizo.
Jesus Christ, he spoke in parables.
Yesu Kristu apapa tikuona kuti akulankhula kupyolera mafanizo.
And he's coming today with a parable.
Ndipo pakati pathu somauso akubweranso koma mafanizo.
Do you have ears to hear?
Kodi muli ndi makutu kuti mumve inu?
When we read this,
pamene tawerenga,
were you able to interpret?
Kodi mukutha kumva nkhani mumtima mwanu kuimva makutu a uzimu?
For your own soul.
Makamaka chifukwa cha mioyo yanu.
He gave four scenarios.
Apapatu akupereka mafanizo akoma magulu anayi, fanizo lofesa.
He gave, and the last of the four scenarios,
ndipo pa fanizo lofesa ali, fanizo lomaliza,
is the only scenario
ndiyokhayo
that proves
zimene zikuonetsera
that there's life.
Kuti kuli moyo.
The fourth scenario,
magulu anayawa amafanizo anayiwa,
is where he says seed was brought into the ground.
Akufotokoza kunena kuti mbewu inaponyedwa pa nthaka.
And the ground was cultivated.
Ndipo nthakayo inalimidwa.
And it was good ground.
Ndipo nthakayo inali nthaka yabwino.
And the wheat began to grow.
Ndipo zomera zidamera bwino ndipo zidakula.
And it brought forth fruit.
Ndipo zidabereka zipatso.
It's the only time,
ndiko nthawi yokhayo,
in this parable,
mu fanizo loseri,
out of the four scenarios,
pa magulu folo a mafanizo amene atawerengawa,
that fruit is being brought forth.
Kuti ndi nthaka yokhayo kapena kuti mbewu yokhayo imene inagwa pa nthaka yabwino imene inabereka chipatso.
The last one brings forth fruit.
Tikuona kuti fanizo lomalizali mbewu ija ikubereka zipatso.
But the first three,
koma ziwambira zitatuzi,
don't bring forth fruit.
Sizinabweretse zipatso.
And yet the seed went in.
Koma chimene tikudziwa nchakunena kuti mbewuzo zidaponyedwa pa nthaka, zidadzalidwa pa nthaka.
Some even germinated.
Komanso zina ndithu zidamera.
Today,
lero,
this parable,
fanizo ili,
will be explained.
Tufuna kuti tilifotokoze.
But when we explain it,
pakufotokoza kwathu mfanizoli,
with the help of the Holy Spirit,
mothandizidwa ndi mzimu woyera,
then we have to make personal application.
Tifuna tsopano nthano ikapena tifanizo ilili itiuze chani mitima yathu yense payekha payekha.
Because in the four scenarios,
chifukwa mufanizo imene agawidwa pa nayi iyi,
today we will only have time to explain the second scenario.
Lelolo timafuna kuti tikadi nthawi yongofotokoza fanizo la chiwiri.
We must bring the other ones together.
Ndiye zinazo tizifotokoza pamodzi.
So that it's understood.
Kuti mumve bwino bwino.
And yet the Lord will give today.
Koma chimene Ambuye lero atipatsa.
To hear about the second scenario.
Tifuna kuti tifotokoze kwambiri fanizo la chiwiri.
Four times.
Kanayi konse.
And only one of them.
Mbeu kuzalidwa kanayi koma imodzi yokha.
Has merit.
Ndimene ikukwanira.
For eternal life.
Kuti ikakhale moyo wosatha.
And us.
So no kwa ife.
What scenario?
Kodi tife tili ngulu iti.
In this parable.
Kodi mufanizo hili liti ngulu iti.
Is going to be applicable to us.
Tufuna kuti tifoto koze mene ifeo tili li yese paeka paeka.
Is the fourth scenario.
Ndipo fanizo lomalizali la ufeso lomalizai.
Applicable to your soul.
Komaso kodi ufoto koza za moyo wanu mene ulili.
It's a question.
Fuso litu mulinvese buno bwino.
That you're giving answer to right now.
Tifuna kuti muyanke fuso pa inunoka yese paeka paeka.
And if you can't.
Ngati simungatero.
Then by the end we must give answer.
Nge kumapeto kwa ulalikwalero mute kuyankha mutima mwanu yese paika paika.
For God is requiring it today.
Chifukwa Mulungu atachifunsa ichi paife.
If you can give answer.
Ngati mungapereke yankho.
That you are bearing fruit.
Kuti inuyo mukubereka zipatso.
Much fruit or little fruit.
Kaya zipatso zochuluka, kaya zochepa.
Then the fourth scenario.
Ndiye kuti fanizo lomaliza la namba 4 la ofesali.
Has played taken place in
your heart. Ndiye kuti pakati pa 2 mitima yathu zikuchitika ndithu.
Then the gospel.
Ndiye kuti uthenga wabwino.
And the seed of the gospel.
Komaso kunena kuti mbewu ya uthenga wabwino umene tikufalitsawu.
Has fallen into your heart.
Ndiye kuti wagwera mitima yanu.
And the Holy Spirit has cultivated in your heart so that it may begin to root the seed and be able to bear fruit. But the Lord gives three other scenarios. And today the second one will be explained. The help of the Lord. For we must first know. Before we go into it, what he means by the seed, by the soil, by where it fell. So, pay attention. For if we miss this, we will also not be able to search our own hearts. There's a massive multitude on the sea line, shore. So many people that Jesus had to go into a ship. And on the ship, he began to teach the people. Many people came to hear. They were very interested in seeing him. They were interested in his miracles. They were also interested in his parables. Because this man spoke with authority.
And
it was different than many other
religions.
It was much different than the Pharisees and the
scribes. And
what they taught. But this great multitude encamped around him would hear this day a truth that they've never heard before. And so it is with us. We woke up this morning. We slowly made our way to church. Each one had a different way this morning. But what have you come here for? For what reason have you come here? There's many options. We
can
stay home. We can work today. We can go to other places. For what reason did you come here today? Was it today that you had to bend your knees this morning?
Come on.
Did you have to bend your knees this morning?
And
ask the Lord. Lord, I'm hungry. As I go this day to hear that word, will you fill my heart? Did you come here today? Desirous to be filled in your heart. See, this great multitude came. Many to see miracles. Many to see him. Many out of interest. But he spoke to them
this
parable for that reason. For he said, a sower went forth to sow.
Yes.
A sower went forth to sow.
Seed.
And he says, the sower spread the seed out. And as he spread the seed out, the seed fell in four different places. We read that he says the first seed fell by the wayside. The next verse
is four.
And the birds came and devoured it. The seed is the gospel. The seed means the gospel of Jesus Christ. And why is it given in an example of seed? Because seed represents and pictures the gospel very closely. Listen carefully. When a seed is put into the ground, what's the first thing it does? Seed has to die. The seed has to germinate. So the inside of the seed
needs
moisture, needs to germinate, and needs to grow. If you take a bag of seed and it's sitting there in a bag untouched, nothing happens. It needs moisture. It needs earth. Seed just in the hand is not going to germinate. It's not going to bring forth fruit by growing. And that's why he uses this parable of seed. Because he says, just like us, if we do not die, and shed the seed, which pictures being born again, if we, by hearing the gospel, do not germinate in the gospel, we cannot bear fruit. We have to explain this a little bit. But I really need your attention. I know many are distracted. But pay attention. The Holy Spirit may sanctify this today. Because this truth is seldomly heard. See, even the disciples had to ask the Lord Jesus, what do you mean by these parables? And we have to ask the same thing. That's why we pray to the Holy Spirit, open this word to us. He said to Nicodemus, lest you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So to Nicodemus, it was also strange. Nicodemus said, must I go back in my mother's womb and be born again? And Christ answered, no, what I speak is spiritual. He says, spiritually we are dead. There is no life in us. There is no life in that seed. There's a seed, but it's not growing. What does it take for life to take place? What does it take for life to enter into us? I mean spiritual life. To become alive. The seed needs to die. See, for there are seeds that are kept in a bushel, but there's no life. See, because if we are not born again, we remain dead. Spiritually dead. So we need our hearts.
Can we ask that one? Because it's like another preacher. All people are looking at her. Yeah. They are not looking at her. They are not listening to us. They are listening to her. Mm-hmm. Can you sit there so that people can listen to what we are preaching?
Mm-hmm. Emily, sit still now, okay? So Hannah, maybe you can go with Emily outside underneath the tree. But can you stay there, Hannah?
Yeah, we don't have to say anything.
Without being born again, we have no life in us. And we remain dead. Spiritually dead. So what needs to take place for us to become alive, spiritually alive? If by nature we are dead, and we grope around in darkness, we have guilt. We are lost. We are sinners. On a road to eternity. To eternal damnation. We're dead. What needs to take place for life to enter in? Awaken our hearts. And awaken our spirits. Just like when Adam was created, he had a body made from dust. He had arms, legs, ears, eyes, a mouth. But what had to take place? There was no life in him. God blew in his nostrils. And he began to live. The Holy Spirit needs to blow in our hearts and sanctify the truth of the gospel before we begin to live. So the seed being is the seed of the gospel. Because if the Holy Spirit sanctifies it in our hearts, he has to sanctify the truth of
Christ.
He draws the work of Christ into our hearts. And that is the throwing of the seed. The seed is being cast out today. Without the seed being cast out today, we don't know. We can't hear. We don't know the way. But now he's saying, this great multitude, but also today, the seed that's being strong, where is it landing? It's landing in four different hearts. See, it's landing As the first one he says,
mwachitsanzo kuti mbewu yoyamba idagwera kuti?
By the wayside.
Akuti idagwera munjira.
So you hear the word.
Ye mbewu mukamene kumva tikulalikira pano mukamva mauwa.
And it comes to us today.
Ye mau mene akubwera pakati pathu.
But it comes in our ear.
Koma akubwera mumakutumu.
And it goes straight out the
other. Mbewu kutuluka zokhutu linali.
It goes by the wayside.
Ikupita kutuluka mau tikulalika pano kutukulowa ngopita chonchi.
Doesn't come into the heart.
Mtima sikukhazikika yeye.
So it can't germinate.
Ndiye singamere.
It needs moisture.
Ine kukhala ndi machinyezi kapena kuti madzi.
And it needs soil.
Komanso ifunika kuti igwe panthaka.
That first one.
Imeneyi ndiyo mbewu yoyamba.
Is those who hear the word today.
Ndi anthu amene amamva mau ndithwa kulalikidwa.
And leave when the preaching is done.
Ndi akachoka ulalikidwa ukatha.
And cast it aside.
Ya machuzi ndakwana nazo.
The birds come.
Ndi akuti mbalame zinabwera.
And they pick it up.
Ndi zinajompa jompa mbewu yose ija.
You know why they come and pick it up?
Chifukwa chani mukudziwa chifukwa chani chimene mbalame ikubwera nkujompa mbewu yose ija.
So that it cannot germinate.
Chifukwa kuti mbewu ija isamere kuti ena asadziwe Yesu.
See, if it's germinating,
chifukwa ikamera mbewu ija,
the birds can't get at it.
Ndiye kuti mbalame sija.
Because it's in your heart.
Chifukwa mbewu ija ili mumtima.
And lest it would blow further.
Ndiye akunena kuti come again.
That seed that fell by the wayside.
Ndiye akuti mbewu imene yagwera pa njira ija.
The devil,
Satana,
would not have that it blows further.
Akuti akulisafuta kuti ipitirireso iyayi.
And that's the same thing.
Chimodzi-modzi isotu.
If you cast it aside.
Ngati inuyo mbewu ija muitaya.
And you go into the village.
Ndiye mupita mudzi muja.
You're not going to be testifying.
Usungalene uthenga kapena sungachitira umboni.
Because you've cast it aside.
Chifukwa mbewu ija muitaya.
You're not going to take it home.
Kunyumba mbewu ija sifika so iyayi.
And speak to your children.
Simungauze swana kuti lero ndamva izi abusa kulalikira iyayi.
And even if you come home,
ngakhale murafika kunyumbako,
and you say, what was the sermon about?
Ndiye mayiwala kuti kodi pajama malinga zachani?
It's already gone.
Zapita mayiwala.
The birds have taken it.
Mbalame wajakale uthenga uchi.
But the second one,
koma mbewu yachiwiri,
goes a little further.
Akuti ikupita pa tsogolo pang'ono.
He said some fell upon stony places.
Ndiye akuti mbewu ina yachiwiri koma idagwera pa thanthwe. Pamwala.
They had not much earth.
Ndiyeno pamwala palibe nthaka.
So now it goes a little further.
Ndiye tikuona kuti nkhani ikupitirirabe.
Some of the seed
mbewu ina
comes upon a stony place.
Ikugwera pa miyala kapena pa thanthwe.
So it comes into the ear.
Ndiye ngati mbewu ija ikubwera songwa uthenga kufalisidwa.
It doesn't go out the other one.
Ndiye suti mbewu ija ikulowa chonchi kutuluka kukuya iyi.
But it comes into the heart.
Ikubwera mumtima mbewu ija. Kapena uthenga ucho kufalisidwa ndithu munthu maulandira uthenga ucho mumtima.
This seed actually comes in.
Ndiye uthenga ukapena kuti mbewu iyi ndithu yalowa mkhutumu, yalowaso kunobudu mumtima.
There's some amongst us.
Alipo pakati pathu.
Whom this word today.
Kuti akamva mau lero.
Is coming in.
Amabwera mmalowa mumtima.
It's not being cast aside.
Sikuti so mau ajama daidwa ayi amalowa mumtima.
It's coming in.
Koma mau ajamalowa ndithu mumtima.
However.
Koma.
It's coming onto a rock, rocky place.
Kokomano ikubwera mitima youma, ikubwera munthaka ya miyala.
How is your heart?
Kodi mtima wanu ngotani? Uli bwanji mtima wanu?
Is it a rock?
Kodi mtima wanu tithanthwe? Mwala? Olimba?
Or is it flesh?
Kapena mtima wanu ngwaninofu?
See, because the seed.
Mudziwa chani? Kuti mbewu iyi.
Is coming into your heart.
Ikubwera ndithu mumtima mwathu.
But your heart is hard.
Koma mtima wouma kwa ngouma mtima.
It's rock hard.
Ndi mtima wa mwala.
Our hearts are rock hard by nature.
Mtima wanu ndi mtima wanga ngwa mwala.
The prophets say.
Nenela kuti.
That he will come.
Adzabwera.
And he will make the stony hearts flesh hearts.
Ndiye akunena kuti adzapangisa kuti mitima ya nofu ikhale ya miyala.
The gospel of Christ.
Uthenga wabwino wa Yesu Khristu.
The forgiveness of sins.
Kukhulukidwa kwa machimo.
And a life everlasting.
Komanso moyo wosatha.
Makes a rocky heart.
Ikupangisa kunena kuti mitima yathu ikhale yowuma ngati miyala.
A heart of flesh.
Koma mtima wa nofu.
But how?
Koma ntima anofu utembenduka bwanji ukantima wa mwala.
The seeds coming on the rock.
Mbeu ikugwera mu ntima mumene uli ntima wa mwala ouma.
But it's not breaking our heart.
Koma ntima usukuphanyika iyayi.
However, it's doing something
else. Koma chita chake chikuchitika.
Pay close attention.
Veselani.
Because since it's coming on the onto the rock,
taona kuti chifukwa choti mbewu ikugwera pa ntima umene uli ntima wa mwala,
sort of falling into the cracks,
ndeno mwala umakhala nthawi zina ndi ming'alu,
the birds can't get at it,
ndiye mbewu ija ikagwera pa ng'alu palibe mbalame imene ingabwere kuzatola mbewu ija pa ng'alupo.
When we cast it from us,
koma tikaitaya,
the devil quickly
takes it away.
But he can't take it out of the crevice.
Koma no chifori mbewu yo ili mkati mwa ntima wa mwala komaso mbewu yo ili mngalu.
So he does something different.
Nde china jaga amachita satana tsopano.
He can't pick it away just like that.
Sanga tenge satana nthayo omwe wayi.
What does he do?
Sima amachita chiyani?
He comes as an angel of light.
Amabwera ngati ngelo wakunika satana uja.
And he gives it a little bit of water.
Ndiye apakupasa madzi pangono.
What do I mean by that?
Akutazojana pakodi.
We ask that the Holy Spirit comes today.
Ifedu pabepero lathu liyanena kuti tikupemphera mzimu woyera khale pakati pathu.
And if the Holy Spirit
ndipo ngati mzimu woyera
gives the seed today,
ngati ngapereke kwa mbewija,
his moisture,
kupereka chinyezi kapena nyontho ku mbewija,
then it will germinate.
Ndi mbewija izamera.
But
koma
the devil's smart.
Satana ngochenjera kwambiri.
The devil can copy very easily.
Ndiye satana amabwera nchinyingo chake.
The devil sees.
Satana amatha kuona.
There's seed that fell in the heart.
Kuti munthu uyu ntimake ngwa mwala koma mwagwera mbewu ndipo mbewu yagwera pa mwala koma mung'alu wa mwalawo.
But it's a rock heart.
Ndiye koma mtima ungouma.
They're a little bit moved.
Ndiye amasundika pang'ono.
But
koma
what we need to do
tena kuchita chiyani
is we need to imitate the work of the Spirit.
Ndeno satana anati okay feo tigwisa ntchito kanga lingelwa kuunika kapena kuti zimu woyera.
Let's not pick it away.
Ndiye mbewu iyi ili pang'alo sitingaitenge yayi khale momo.
Give it a little moisture.
Tinge ndetenge titenge chinyezi chathu kapena madzi athu titire mbewu mung'alumo.
And what happens?
Chimachitika nchani?
What takes place?
Chimachitika nchani?
A person
munthu
begins to rejoice.
Amba kusanga kuti leo ndi uthenga wabwino lero.
Because a little germination comes.
Chifukwa kambewu kaja kamba kumera.
And it begins to grow very quickly.
Ndiye kamba kukula kambewu kaja.
Because there's moisture.
Chifukwa choti mung'alu muja muli madzi muli chinyezi.
And it seems like grace.
Ndiye zimaonekana ngati kuti chisomo.
We begin to sing.
Chimamba kuimba nyimbo.
We sing with our heart.
Uyimba mosanga ndi mwathu onse.
God is good.
Mulungu wabwino.
Jesus Christ is good.
Yesu Khristu ndi wabwino.
He's everything.
Iyeyo ndi zonse muzonse. Iyeyo ndi mpulumutsi wanga.
But
koma
what we don't know.
Chimesi dziwa ndi chakuti.
Is why he's good.
Chifuwa chani Mulungu kuti ndi wabwino. Chifuwa chani Yesu ndi wabwino.
What took place?
Chachitika nchani?
To deliver us.
Kuti ifeyo tiomboledwe.
We fail to know.
Timalephera kudziwa.
That our hearts.
Kuti mitima yathu.
Are still hard.
Ndi ikadali mwala.
Like a rock.
Ngati thanthwe.
And it's growing.
Koma mbewu ija ikukulabe.
We may even be able to go into the village today.
Tikoza leo kupita muzi lelolo.
Singing and dancing.
Kukaimba nyimbo akuza kuti ajama imba nyimbo ajama pemphera yeye.
Happy because there's germination.
Kusanga alifauri mbewu yo yamera ndithu.
I'm becoming a Christian.
Ndine Khristu.
I'm becoming saved.
Ineyo ndapulumutsidwa.
But my heart is still hard.
Koma mtima abe ukadalewa mwala wa thanthwe.
See, it grows quickly.
Chimakula mwasanga kwambiri mbewu ija.
Because you know.
Chifukwa muziwa chani.
That on a rock.
Chifukwa mbewu ikakhala munthaka.
And in the splits of the rock.
Ndiyeno ming'alu ija.
Water sits there.
Imapangisa kunena kuti madzi adzilowa ming'alu muja kuti misisi iyende bwino.
So quickly germinates.
Ndiye mitengo mbewu ija imamera mwasanga.
The plant gets bigger and bigger.
Ndipo mbewu imakula mwasanga.
And after a few weeks.
Kuba pakatakata masabata ochepa.
That you continue to come to church.
Umabwera bekuchali chinditu.
And you believe you are a Christian.
Ndipo mazika mutima kuti ndiwe Khristu.
Because there's growth.
Chifukwa mbewu ichayikukula.
Ah, but what happened?
Koma chimachitika nchani?
See, this parable is not given to discourage you. Not at all. But this parable is given so that today, if we hear his voice, our heart may not be hardened, but that we may be converted. Now, in this rock hard heart, which you and I have by nature, there's a fine looking plant. But what does this plant not have? What does it not have? Children. Those of you who are still listening, in that hard rock, hard heart, there's a plant that's growing, and it looks good. It looks healthy. But what does that plant not have? It doesn't have any fruits. No fruits. And when you go to the field, after you've planted something, or your father or your mother have planted
things,
every time we come, we look on the plant. But what are we looking for? Fruit. We can't harvest until there's fruit. But what if fruit doesn't come? Then we've done all that work. Put the seed in. And then when it's harvested and there's no fruit, we're just
going
to throw it away. We can't eat it. We need fruit. Jesus Christ says, bring forth fruit. John the Baptist said, unto the Pharisees and the scribes, when they came to be baptized, he says, ye generation of vipers, bring forth fruit of repentance. See? There's no fruit in that plant. But you say today, let's wait. Because the plant is not grown yet. Let's just wait. Let's see if it brings fruit. Mistake. A grave mistake. It's exactly what the devil wants. The devil says, yeah, there's no fruit, but there is something there. Go to church. Sing. We try to do our best. Yeah, there's no fruit of repentance and salvation. But maybe next year, as I grow, but next year is going to be the same thing. Next year is not going to be fruit either. Because the fruit must be repentance. But we think it works. At this last year, I had a pretty rough year. I did many terrible things. I struggled a lot with sins. I was having a bit of a hard time. But that's because I was trying many things. Life was not fair. But I'm going to do better this year. I'm
going
to bear fruit this year. The plant is in my heart on the rock. It's gotten a little bigger. Sure, there's no fruits. But it's
going to
come. And the devil
laughs.
Because he's the one in the first place that gave false light. False moisture. He comes as an angel. Of light. And he tells you lies. That everything's going to be okay. The fruit of righteousness. Jesus Christ alone. He doesn't mention. But he says, look at the plant. It's doing good. It's growing between a rock. But you're not as bad as the other ones. They grow it on the wayside. You at least have a plan.
At least
it has germinated. Oh, people. Listen. This is the false religion. See, because the seed needs to fall in ground. Soil.
Pantaga.
That has been cultivated by the Holy Spirit. Let's go back. The plant looks promising. And then, what happens? What takes place in the Bible? It's very simple. Suddenly the sun comes up. And within a moment's time, the plant withers. It sinks down. Has no fruit. It falls down onto the rock. It's withering away. There's no more moisture. The devil laughs. Because when that plant touches the rock, it gets even worse. The rock is hot. And the plant dries up. It dies. Are we going to die? In this state, are we gonna die? Having heard the truth, having germinated, but not
fruit.
Oh, people, we tell you now, but we don't save it to the end. The fruit is the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone. That is the fruit. A repentant heart and receiving the gift of grace. A broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's what Psalm 40 talks about. The plant is withered. We die. Maybe for a long time we heard the truth. Maybe for a long time we read the Bible from front to back. We know a lot. Yeah, we can even be a preacher. and be a withered plant.
Koma mbeu yofota.
Because the Bible says so.
Well, Bible ulero ndithu.
He says in that day.
Akuti msiku limenelo.
They will say to me.
Anthu azati kwa ine.
Haven't I preached in your name?
Kodi sinalikile mzina lanu.
I cast out devils.
Ndipo ndatulusa zonda mzina lanu.
Jesus Christ.
Ndipo azati chani Yesu.
Depart from me.
Choka kwa ine.
I know you not.
Sindikuziwa kale lonse.
That's what he means.
Ndipenezwa nthawi zapatu.
And he's honest.
Ndipo ndizoona kunena moona ntima.
Coming to us with a parable.
Ndipo akudza pakati pathu lero koma mafanizo.
In compassion.
Koma ndi chifundo.
He's here today.
Yesu ali pakati pathu.
Saying people.
Akunena kuti anthu inu.
The fruit is in me.
Ine tu chipatso chili pa ine kuti kwa inu simungati kandi chipatso.
Jesus Christ comes today.
Yesu Kristo atabwera lero.
With the gospel of truth.
Abwera ndi uthenga koma wabwino wa
And he says, "My righteousness alone."
Ndipo akunena kuti pali noka ayi koma kuti chilungamiro changa ineyo chizakulungamisani inu.
The Holy Spirit is here today.
Ndipo yela ali pakati pathu lero.
To convict us.
Ndikuti tsutsaife mitima yathu.
That if it's falling upon our rocky stone. Kuti
mbeu inga gwe pathanthwe.
That the rocky stony heart.
Koma kuti thanthwe iyi ikadakhala mitima yathu.
Must be made flesh.
Imene iyatanthwe mitima ya mwalayi aisinthe Yesu ikale ya nofu.
In this country you know what it is.
Mukudziwa amene zili mdziko lathu.
If you're digging up the ground.
Mukamati pula pansi.
And you're making the piles that you make.
Ndipo mukupanga ndithu kuti mizere.
You're preparing the ground.
Mukuonzeka yathaka ija.
You lift up your shovel.
Ndipo umatenga khasu.
And you come down.
Ndipula.
And it comes to a blunt stop.
Ndipo ikafika sobano pathanthwe.
You do research.
Mumaona kuti kwati kuti ndakhapa jani apa.
You dig around.
Ndiye mamba kufukula dotija.
You pull out a big rock.
Ndiye maona kuti oh ndakhapa mwala.
You put it back.
Ndiye mwala chamwa mwabweso wompo.
Or you cast it.
Kapena mwala chamwa utali dongolo mwa kuti.
It's going to hinder your harvest.
Ngati musia dongolo mwa yonkati mo ndoti zomera sizimera.
The rock needs to go.
Koma thanthwe ine kuchoka.
We need ground.
Tufuna tikhali nthaka yabwino yofewa bwino.
We need the nutrition in the ground.
Tukufuna nthaka imene ngati kupereka chajira.
When you plant your seeds.
Pamene kudzala mbeu zathu.
And you say.
Ndipo timati.
Now we need rain.
Ndikufuna sobano ndalipula nthaka yanga ndisolo ndadzana ndikufuna sono mvula.
We say today.
Ndiyevolero tikuti.
The seed.
Mbeu.
Must enter into a cultivated ground.
Ndidayenera kugwa munthaka yabwino.
Is your stony heart removed?
Kodi mtima wanu wamwala wachotsedwa?
Is your heart cultivated?
Kodi mtima wanu wasakaniza ukhala ntima wanofu.
So that has become a heart of flesh.
Kuti ukhale ntima wanofu.
Oh, then?
Zitikatero.
You're broken.
Ndiye kuti mwaphukanyika.
Then your heart is broken.
Ntima wanu waphukanyika.
A contrite heart.
Ntima wasanduka tsopano
wina. The Holy Spirit.
Ndipo mzimu woyera walowamo.
And then?
Ndekenako.
The seed can go in.
Ndiye timaona kuti tsono mbeu tsopano ikhoza kukhazikika.
You know what happens?
Chimachitika nchani.
The seed goes deep.
Nde mbeu ija imamera imalowa pa nthaka mozama.
Pushed into the ground.
Imazama pa nthaka mbeu ija.
Rocky heart has been taken.
Nde tatipulatipula miyayo setachosa patsala nthaka yabwino yofewa bwino.
The seed goes deep so that it doesn't get blown away.
Nde no nthaka ija imamera imalowa pa nthaka kuti ikakhale mphepo ingaombe singatengedwe ndi mphepo.
And then what?
Chimachitika nchani?
Then
chimachitika ndichi.
You begin to watch.
Nde umamba kukundiona kuti mbeu yanga imera bwanji.
And you see some growth.
Nde umaona tsono mbeu jamera.
Like in the fields.
Mene zimakhalira kumunda.
And you see some green growth.
Nde umaona ndithu masamba obiri labwino akukula mbeu ikukula.
You're going to be looking for fruit.
Nde umaona kuti mezili mundi nde kuti ndidzakolola basi.
That's why you did it.
Ndiye zimene ndimachita ifeyo.
But suddenly you look.
Koma makera kumuzaona.
And you see a little green growth.
Ndiye muzaona kuti mbeu ija yobirira inde.
And you say I haven't planted that.
Nde umaona kuti akoma inde ikubirira ikoma isina idzale ndine yai.
You take it out.
Ndiye chimachitika nchano mene kuti akoma iyo. Ndi chimanga koma ine wina ndi chire umachotsa.
Roots and all.
Umachotsa ni mizi yomwe.
It's a weed.
Chifukwa imene yoyo ndi thengo.
And it'll hinder your growth.
Chifukwa ngati tisiri chotsa thengo yoyo ndi kuti zomerazo sizikula bwino yayi.
That was the third scenario.
imene iyi ndiye tiliso pano mugawo lachitatu la fanizo la ofesa.
It would be too much to go further there.
Sitipitira kwambiri achifukwa tikuona mwatopakale.
We have to leave it at that.
Tisiye kaye pang'ono muni njala.
But what we want to stress now.
Tifuna tifotokoze ndichi.
Is that when that seed goes in.
Pamene kuti pamene mbewu iyi idagwa pa nthakayi.
Into a heart. That has been cultivated by the Holy Spirit.
Ya gwera pa nthakayi imene yalimidwa ndi zimu woyera.
How is it going to bear fruit?
Idzapereka bwanji zipatso.
Children,
ana inu,
pay attention.
Mvetserani.
Because the Holy Spirit is coming for you today too.
Chifukwa zimu woyera so ukhoza kudza pakati pano lero.
How is it going to bear fruit?
Mbewu imene yagwa pa nthakayi bwinoyi idzapereka bwanji zipatso.
It's going to grow.
Ikula ndithu.
It's going to get taller.
Italika ndithu.
The wind is going to come.
Koma mphepo idzaomba.
The storms are going to come.
Komanso na mondo wa mphepo ya mkuntho ngati adzule cha idzaomba.
And all the while it's forming fruit.
Koma mu mavuto onsewa mbewu ija ikufuna kusona kuti ibereke.
The wind almost takes it out.
Nthawi zina mphepo imaomba kuti mfuna kuti chimanga chagwese chimanga chichi chimapira. Hello?
And destroys it.
Komanso kufuna kuchionongera chimanga chichiya.
But why didn't it get destroyed?
Koma chifuwa chani chimanga sichidagwe kapena kuti mbewu kapena mapira sakugwa ndi mphepo.
How come it was put in the ground, the seed, and it bear fruit? How come?
Zidakhala bwanji kuti mbewu ija igwe pa nthaka yabwino nkumera mwachisomo komanso nkubereka chipatso.
For that we need to go in the ground.
Nde kuti zitheke izite tibwereso pa nthaka.
And look what takes place.
Nde tione kuti kodi pa nthaka chichitika njani.
The roots.
Mizu
deeper and deeper.
Mizu ya mbewu ija ikuzama kwambiri pansi kwambiri.
And as the roots.
Ndipo mizu ija
spread
ikuso kufalikira pa nthaka pacha.
And get deeper and deeper.
Ndipo ikuzama pansi kwambiri.
The plant gets strong.
Ndipo mbewu ija ikukhala mphamvu ikula ndi mphamvu kuti ngakhale mphepo ingaombe singachite kanthu.
The nutrition is coming.
Ndiye sono chajira kapena kuna kuti zochokera pa nthaka kuti mbewu ija ikule.
Water and moisture is coming through the roots.
Ndi chinyezi kupangisa kuti mbewu ija ikule bwino itakasike bwino.
How often have we seen a green plant?
Kodi sinaone kwefe mbewu yabwino yoonika bwino ya thanzi yobiri yabwino.
And the earth is dry.
Koma tinaona kuti nthaka
iyo. And we get a rainfall.
Ndiye mvula yagwa.
And within an hour or two.
Koma kungopita ola imodzi.
That sort of withered green plant.
Tikuona kuti masamba kwamba kufota pang'ono.
Is in one time strengthened again.
Ndiye nthawi inasoma kuti pakota nthawi yochepa mbewu ija amaso kusangalala.
Because the roots.
Chifukwa choti mizu yake ipansi kwambiri pa nthaka. Ndipo ikudya ikutenga zakudya munthaka ndikuyika mmasamba mbewu ija nkumakula.
While the plant on the rock.
Koma nthaka ija imene idagwa pa mwala ija amene mbewu imene idagwa pa mwala ija
is dead.
Yafa kale kale.
See?
Mutakuona
here. This is the mystery.
Iyi ndi chinsinsi.
If we are rooted in Christ.
Ngati ifeyo mizu yathu ili pa Khristu Yesu.
Rooted deep in Christ.
Yazama mizu yathu mwa Yesu Khristu.
We will be able to bear fruit of Christ.
Tizatha kubala zipatso za Yesu Khristu.
See how that it's one-sided?
Mukutakuona kuti ndi mbali imodzi yete.
If it's not Christ.
Ngati si Yesu.
It's nothing.
Ndiye kuti pali chinthu chichilichonse.
If you're not rooted deep into the person and work of Christ.
Ngati inuyo chikhulupiriro chanu sichinazame mu ntchito imene Yesu anagwira kale pa mtanda.
You could have a growth in your stony heart.
Mukutha kukula inde koma muli pa thanthwe.
You could even have further growth that it looks like fruit.
Mukoza kuoneka ngati Khristu koma mphepo yake idayikana.
But the thorns and the thistles.
Komanso mlunguzi ndi minga idzatsamwisa nsanga.
I hope that none will cast the seed aside today.
Ndikukhulupirira kuti pakati pathu palibe amene adzatenge mbewu nkuita ya uhohe.
And I hope that the Holy Spirit.
Ndipo ndikukhulupirira kuti mzimu woyera.
Is bringing conviction.
Ikubweretsa mitima yathu kukhala yotsutsika.
Give answer to him today.
Kuti ipereke yankho imene tafunsa ija.
Are you casting the seed away?
Kodi mbewu ikadza pakati pano mukuitaya?
Or it is that fallen in your stony heart.
Kapena kuti mbeu isumu uitaye kuma ikugwa pa mitima yo limba ngati mwala.
Or has it found a little bit of ground? Kapena mwamwabeza
kapena mbeu itukuponya yagwa pa nthaka inake kuti yabwinako pang'ono.
But it's being choked by the cares of this world.
Koma no ikubwera lunguzi ni minga ndikutsamwisa zonsezo.
Or we'd like to explain that one, but we have to leave it at this. Because we fear that many are choked by the cares of this world. But the Lord give us some day to expound more on this. Or has the seed found cultivated ground
amongst us.
That is hearts here today. That means that there's hearts here today whom the Holy Spirit has been preparing. You may not even know it. Need not to know it. But if the Holy Spirit has been preparing
your heart,
then the seed
is going to
germinate. And then what? If we go outside
today,
and I know it sounds ridiculous, but if we go to a mango tree and someone says it's a banana tree, how are you proving that it's a mango tree? You take a mango you say no, this is a mango tree, and someone says no, it's a banana tree, and you say the man's crazy or the woman's crazy. It's the same thing. For if your heart is cultivated, and the seed of the gospel is falling in, you're
going
to bear fruit. And we're going to see that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the righteousness of Christ. Because then we begin to deny yourself and follow Him. See, for in a stony heart, when did it wither away? When the sun came up. In our stony hearts, when does it wither away? In a spiritual sense. So soon as you have to stand up for your faith. Soon as difficulties come. Persecutions come. And the sun comes up. Because what takes place when the sun comes up? If we have no water, and the sun beats upon us, we wither away. And that is the same thing. Because as long as life is good, and you have things to eat, and everything's going well, the plant's going to stay there. But now a trial comes. The Lord takes something away from you. Something that is very dear to you. Or you have no food. And then what? Is that plant going to going to have roots so that you may say, though I am hungry, my God will take care of me. Though I must die for him, I'm rooted in him. So I will die for him
in him.
You know where we see that in the Bible? Shall I give an example? When the new churches came. In the Acts, there was people who eagerly joined the church. Because there was quite a movement happening. The apostles didn't always know immediately if the seed had fallen into good ground. And the Lord sent something. He sent persecution by the hand of Saul. Suddenly their houses were being taken away. The Christians had to flee. They had to flee into the mountains. Some of them lost their family, their children.
And
you know what took place? The wheat was separated from the tares. There was many that said, to be a Christian, I have to go through this. I'm done. They went back to their villages. But where the seed fell into the ground, they left everything for the name of Christ. Because they were rooted in faith. We have to end. But we want to summarize. There was four different scenarios. Some of the seed fell by the wayside. The gospel went in. It was interesting, maybe. But it went straight out again. I'm far too busy to be
committed.
I have way too much to achieve in life. Cast it away. Next scenario,
it came
and that one grew. But the minute trials and difficulties came, it withered away. It had no roots. The other one grew really close to the ground. But the tares choked
them.
The cares of this world choked
them.
For a while it seemed good to be a Christian. But the cares of this world choked
them.
But some fell into
the ground.
And it bore fruit. And we read. It brought forth fruit. Some hundredfold. Some 60-fold. And some
30-fold.
So some of the fruit was in abundance. Some of the fruit was a little less. But it all bore
fruit. It's
the same with today. How much fruit are you bearing? If you're rooted in
Christ.
For some have given their full life over to the cause of Jesus Christ. And some have done it in an indirect way. But this is the point. That they all bore fruit. Some more than others. But all were rooted in Christ. You know why some bore more fruit? Because the seed fell when they were a child. But there's some. Maybe amongst us who are 60 or 70 or 80 years old, and the seed is falling in now. And you'd have to say, I was unprofitable my whole life. And yet, You will bear fruit in the end. Therefore, the gospel is going
up today.
Search yourself. Christ gives this parable.
Yes,
so that you may search yourself. Today. Search your heart. The seed of this word. Has it rooted deep into your heart? And you have to say, outside of Jesus Christ, there's no life. My whole life, every single day, is dependent on Jesus Christ. His righteousness, His love, His hope, His peace, His mercy, His grace. I feed upon it. And I drink from the water of life every day. And when I don't, then I fall. And I stumble. But because I'm rooted in Christ, and I look by faith unto Him, even by renewal, He never fails. And I bear fruit only by the roots, Jesus Christ, because I got no fruit. Do you say that?
Or
you have to make application to one of the other
three.
I feel I cannot stop
till
it's come to your heart. Search, search, search. Where do you stand? If we have to now come before God, if we had to say amen now, and Christ would come now
out
of the clouds, and we'd have to leave this building and come before Him, what answer would you give
them?
Are you rooted in Him? Is this seed falling in the ground? The seed of the death, resurrection, and the death and resurrection of the Son of God. Because it's fallen into your heart. Search yourself. And don't go out of today. You cannot sleep today without giving answers. Am I rooted in Christ? Or am I one of the three other examples? And now we end with the words of the Savior himself. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen.
Amen.